Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Being joined now on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law, Easton Butler, writer for Packer Report. I think we should say insider as well. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_Butler. Easton, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Oh, hold on a second. I got to turn you on. Go ahead.
Oh.
I got you now.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I guess a couple of different things I'm curious about right now is how do you think, if at all, yesterday's result impacts what the Packers may or may not do before the NFL trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Offensively, I don't think there's a change. They've had a lot of trust in Musgrave. I know people are joking saying he's tight end three, but I mean, they invested a second round pick on him.
Yeah.
They're not going to go out and trade for somebody that's going to be here half the year, especially giving up a pick when Goot did just trade 2 first round picks. We all know Goot loves his picks. So I know he's trying to get more. If we do trade, it's just going to be for a cornerback or a defensive tackle like we've kind of needed most of the year.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about defensive tackle, because obviously there's big-name defensive tackles that have rumored to be out there. Myles Garrett was rumored to be out there. They're not trading Myles Garrett. Jeffrey Simmons from Tennessee. Tavondre Sweat is another name that I heard. I love Tavondre Sweat. Charlie will tell you how much I love Tavondre Sweat coming out of college, and I knew dang right well they weren't going to draft him. But they need a big, beefy guy on that defensive line, especially if you think yesterday was anything to be concerned about.
Yeah, about an hour ago, I heard earlier in the week, last week, the Packers made a call about Tavondre, but about like an hour, maybe hour and a half, I was told that they're still in contact, but they don't have an offer for him.
Because he is
definitely
somebody I'd love
to get.
What's his contract situation? Is he he's not a free agent at the end of the year. He's still pretty young on his rookie deal.
I think he's on the second year of his rookie deal,
so
it's going to take a little bit to get him.
Correct. But this is the thing. He wasn't a first-round pick, right? That's not what that was. So from that aspect, could you get Tavondre Sweat for a day two pick in order to make this all work out?
You could honestly do like maybe a third or fourth. Just because he's early. He's still kind of early in his contract, so...
Yeah, I would do a fourth-round pick for Tavondre Sweat tomorrow. I would assume Simmons is not going to be traded by the Titans.
Very likely he won't be, but he does have like a wish list of teams he wants to if he does get traded.
Are the Packers on that list, Easton Butler?
No.
What the hell? Why not? We got Micah Parsons. Doesn't that count for anything with these defensive guys? Well, they all want to play with Micah Parsons. Like, they wanted to play with Reggie White. That would have been good. Cornerback market doesn't seem to be one in which I go, oh boy, there's a difference maker in that guy that can come in here and change things for the Green Bay Packers. Am I missing somebody that they may have interest in at this point that may be a game changer at cornerback?
So I found out over the weekend that they talked to Cordell Flott, the guy from the Giants, and then they've kept in contact with Alante Taylor and Cambrit Thomas. Alante from the Saints, and then Cambrit from the Bengals. I know they're both, or all three of them are pretty solid, but I feel like anybody at this point would help out the cornerback room.
So what does this mean for Nate Hobbs? I mean, if they go trade for a cornerback, and Valentine already took his job, it looks like, and Hobbs is kind of on the outside looking in, and now you trade for another veteran, that's not going to speak a whole bunch about Nate Hobbs.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did they trade for a corner on top of it?
Yeah, it definitely won't, but hopefully that they put him more in his traditional slot role, because he is more of a true slot than an outside corner.
And that's where
Bullard
is.
And then hopefully you throw Keyshawn back in returning, because that's easily where he's best at.
You know, the other part about this, I'm with Easton Butler of the Packer Report. Follow him on Twitter at Easton_Butler. How active, Easton, are you hearing that the Lions, the Vikings, or the Bears may actually be in all of this before the trade deadline tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
I heard the Lions are actually lowballing people like crazy, so they're getting like shut out of almost anything. Vikings haven't heard much. The Bears did try to go for Jeffrey Simmons, and they were told no.
Well, they tried. The Lions are lowballing people. I don't understand why is that? Don't they have draft capital? Did they trade away a bunch of draft picks? And I'm not remembering who they traded away for.
I can't remember exactly. I think they're just trying to test the waters early, but I feel like they're going to be a lot more active by tomorrow.
Did I see something about, was it the Eagles trying to get Myles Garrett and they offered up 3 ones? Is that what I saw? Yeah. Howie Roseman offered up?
Yep. they offered 3 ones. So initially they started talking, I think, like last Monday. And then Howie upped his offer later in the week, and Friday they start continuing the talks, but I guess it more fizzled out, and then Eagles got Jalen Phillips. So
for a lot less than 3 ones at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, for a lot less. What teams around the league do you think will be active? Because this, you know, this isn't like the NBA trade deadline where all hell's breaking loose. Superstars are getting traded left and right, and guys are, you know, you got 10, 15 moves over a couple of days in the NBA. MLB trade deadline, all hell breaks loose. The NFL trade deadline is starting to pick up. Like, already we've had several trades, which 10 years ago you wouldn't have had any at this point. Do you expect a bunch more activity between now and tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Oh, yeah. I know Miami, they're shopping a lot of players. Bengals, Raiders are, they're up there too. Browns have potential to start shopping. But Eagles, I know, aren't done. 49ers are in the edge market. Patriots are looking for a running back. And then I was told that there's supposed to be like some massive trade that's supposed to happen, but they haven't told me any information on that. He just told me to buckle up and wait.
What about Breece Hall with the Jets? Is there any chance Breece Hall gets moved in the division to the Patriots? Because to me, that seems very not like something I would expect out of Woody Johnson to give the Patriots anything.
No, I highly doubt that he even goes in division or if traded. I know the Patriots are making calls, and they have called about Devon Achane, but so has the Packers. But I think the Packers were more of just like checking on price.
It'd be interesting. I don't. If you're, to me, tell me if you think I'm wrong here, but if you're checking on guys like that, doesn't that tell you that maybe you're not as high on Emmanuel Wilson as maybe others are at this point? Because that's where you're looking for the upgrade. I don't think Achane's going to come in here and overtake Josh Jacobs for the starting role. You're looking for a change of pace, home run back if you're making that move.
Oh, yeah, easily. I think it also speaks a lot about Marshawn Lloyd, because initially everyone's like, oh, he'll be back in a week or two, and then it's just been 8 weeks, and we haven't heard a peep. And it's his second massive injury, I guess, in the last 2 years. He's played one game, and it's had, I believe, like four carries.
He got hurt on a great play where he was up the right sidelines and then gets hurt, and it costs him the beginning of part of the year or whatever, and gets hurt. And you're just like, oh, my God. Like, every time he thinks he's going, he gets hurt, and obviously there's nothing that you can do about it. Easton, one last thing. Do you think the Packers make a trade between now and 3 o'clock tomorrow?
I personally don't think they will, but if they do, they will be trading somebody away, which would most likely be Kingsley Anibare.
You think they're going to move players off this roster?
Kingsley's most likely. We have a ton of depth. Van Ness, I believe, will be coming back this week. And they do like the depth they have there. But I don't think any receivers will be gone off it. I know the Jags and 49ers have both called about Anibare, as well as the Eagles, but Eagles don't need him anymore.
What kind of pick are you getting for Anibare?
It'd probably be like a fourth or a fifth, maybe early six.
I don't think there's no way I'm trading him for a six. I need more than a six. I got to have more than a six. I'm trading Anibare. Yeah, but I get it. They're deep, right? Mosby was active this week, and you've got some depth there as well. Easton, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the invite.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.